Hey, welcome in. Probably one of the most important daily editorials that Jim McKinney and I have ever done. On his shoulder, Jim just called me and said that the Wagner Group is now, according to its leader, going to push off and attack Moscow with 25,000 troops. As Jim said when he called me, that's absolutely crazy. They will be destroyed in a Texas second. Jimmy, comment on what I just said, will you?
Okay, I did not say they'd be destroyed in Texas second. You know why, Al?
Why?
This is very interesting, all right? So let me frame this. In the last few days, the Wagner Mercenary Group, which was the primary fighters in the Bakhmut area of the battlefield,
yeah,
had been taking massive casualties, but they kept bringing in more people. They were hiring more people. They were under contract by the Ministry of Defense. But they were getting short ammunition. He was very angry. He's a very strong Russian nationalist.
Okay.
He was angry with the MOD, but then he pulled back and let Russian forces, regular army troops, go ahead and fill those positions where he was in Bakhmut. He went to these rear areas, and he started talking, and he's been pretty public about it for a while, about the incompetence of the Russian Ministry of Defense.
Yeah.
Very angry with the logistics, very angry with the support and their ineffectiveness. And over the last few days, he's done a number of Telegram channel videos on the Wagner private Telegram channel.
Yeah.
Explaining what's been happening, and he really undermined the administration, the Russian leadership, Putin in particular, but mostly defense ministry, on the reasons for the war, saying there were oligarchs and that they were actually out for gaining wealth rather than actually trying to help the Russian people.
Yeah.
And he's very angry at the number of casualties. Well, apparently, the Russian forces, someone from the rear, fired onto some of his bases that they had withdrawn back to from the battlefield, killing a large number of his soldiers, his paid army, his professional mercenary army. So he made the announcement just a few hours ago that he is going to move 25,000 troops into Moscow to basically to take out the poor leadership in the Ministry of Defense. Now, here's the kicker.
Yeah.
This is what's going to make this very problematic and why I actually am concerned that this may devolve into a very ugly situation. Typically, there would be a very powerful military force that the MOD would control inside Moscow.
They right.
have an airborne division that is there to protect the capital. They have an armored division, basically a very sizable force.
Yeah.
But do you know what, Al?
What?
Those very effective and professional forces have all been committed to Ukraine, and the vast majority of them have been decimated. Those units have been decimated in the battles.
Wow.
So over the last year and a half, they've just lost tremendous number of troops, and they're actually, the units are committed into Ukraine. So there's really not the professional force there to defend Moscow if in fact this threat is true.
Yeah.
So it could be very, very ugly. Now, since I was involved in a coup in the Republic of Georgia back in 2001, where the kind of like old school guys tried to, with their Ministry of Interior, tried to make a move on the Georgian government, while I had most of their senior leaders back in the state of Georgia, in Savannah, Georgia, for a defense conference, bilateral defense conference.
Okay.
What I found out was, you know, what kind of worked was actually buying off the leaders of the coup. So we'll see what happens with the defense ministry and what they do with Wagner. But right now, he's very bitter. And according to his statement that I just listened to in Russian, his little command group has decided to take action, and they are moving their forces forward, told no one to get in their way, no checkpoints. If he saw aviation, he'd take them down, and he's moving his columns towards Moscow.
What's the distance, Jim?
Well, it's going to be probably by train. It's from to Kiev. I've done that train ride. You're going to talk about 4 to 6 hours. By convoy, we're talking a 24-hour to 48-hour maneuver for a large force. And then, of course, they've got to muster their forces before. So it would be 72 to 96 hours before you would see probably, you know, major forces moving into the, moving into the areas around Moscow. But the problem for the Russians is they may have to pull back their most effective airborne troops and security troops to defend them while the Ukrainians are actually moving on this offensive in the area, down in Ukraine, in Crimea.
Yeah.
So this becomes a very problematic scenario for the Russian senior leadership.
Give me a comment, Jimmy, and then I'll give you a comment.
Sure.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, a comment on what would you like on
the nature of this action.
So the problematic part is when you have a breakdown between major leadership, and so Prigozhin has been very careful. He's been very close to Putin. He's been very careful not to directly impugn Putin, but at the same time, he's very aggressively attacking some of the policy advisors.
Yeah. Okay.
So my guess is he's trying to keep the relationship with Putin and take out the senior leadership in the Ministry of Defense or have them resign and take control militarily.
Yeah.
Now, would that mean taking out President Putin? I don't think so.
Okay.
But it'll completely depend on, you know, the challenges that that senior national security apparatus around Putin, when they start making decisions about survival, this could become very desperate. And of course, this splinters down into the much more dangerous scenarios of Wagner actually taking control in Moscow and Kiev.
Yeah.
And this guy's, you know, I mean, he's been killing people in Syria and Africa for a long time. It's a big, big problem to see how this, where this ends.
Jimmy, I'd like to do this. We've only been going 7 minutes. Rather than continuing on, I would really like to punch it right now so we can maybe scoop as many other sources as we can. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's good. I think, you know, get it up there, get it posted. I know we did the previous post laying what the circumstances were earlier today, and see if you can get that up.
I'll get it up right now.
It looks to me there's no real good outcome, certainly not for Russia.
Yeah.
And this could be a very big problem for
And no good outcome, very possibly, for the Wagner group. Jimmy?
And the rest of Europe.
I'm sorry?
And for the rest of Europe.
Exactly. Jimmy,
let's
stay on top of this story. I'll call you back in about 20, 30 minutes.
All right. We'll talk to you later, Al.
Thanks, Jim.
Let's get this posted.
Yeah, right now.